This is a Hope 103.2 production. Thanks for listening.
Anthony, why last week did you write to former Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the other leaders of our major political parties?
As the election was progressing, I was becoming more and more concerned about the negativity or the concentration on personalities and the sort of media obsession with conflict and criticism and gotcha moments. And I thought, we've got to get back to the issues that really matter to people of faith and to the broader Australian community. The press, in many ways, are the guardians of our democracy. But some of them let the Australian people down, I think, over the course of the campaign. So I wanted to encourage media to seek the truth fearlessly, but also to uphold the principles of common good and with respect and integrity for all people, just to try and have a more reasoned and compassionate conversation about these major issues which concern our people and our time.
And Labor got back to you, didn't they, Anthony? So what was our new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese's response?
Yeah, I got a couple of responses, a response from the Greens, from the Nationals. But the response from Labor, I have to say, I'm not party political, I'm neutral, but I was very impressed with just the depth. They wrote a six-page response.
Whoa.
And went through each of the eight Beatitudes and gave a very positive blueprint, if you like, for their future government. If you like, I'll just mention a few. So the affordable housing, they said they're going to build 30,000 new social and affordable housing. Aged care was the second Beatitude. They were going to put in care on site, a registered nurse, 24/7. They were going to mandate 215 minutes of care for the elderly, a pay rise, of course, for aged care workers. The third Beatitude, climate change. They have a policy of 82% renewables by 2030. The fourth one on First Nation. As you know, they're going to implement the Uluru Statement and truth-seeking and a voice to Parliament. The fifth one, poverty and exclusion. Currently, we have, I think it's something like 1.3 million children in Australia live in poverty. And so they outlined a whole series of policy proposals which they're going to try and overcome some of those disparities in our society. And I have to say, I was very impressed with their response then.
Anthony, why do you think, though, that our political leaders should even be expected to consider the Beatitudes, the start of Jesus' very famous Sermon on the Mount? Why even should they be expected to uphold that or consider that if they themselves don't profess to be a follower of Jesus?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ben, especially in our multicultural society. Well, first of all, we should say or recognise that, in fact, many of our leaders are Christian, and many of the new government experienced a Christian education, which, of course, is based on the Beatitudes. But more than that, reaching out to people who are the faiths and, of course, of no faith, the Beatitudes are principles of social justice. But philosophically speaking, if I may say, the Beatitudes are a worldview. They're not a set of laws or codes, but they're principles of common good. They're principles of an informed conscience, of love, of compassion. And those principles are shared by all people of faith, not just Christians. Jesus summed it all up, as you know, is the great commandment, love of God and neighbour. Well, that's what the Beatitudes sort of work through in a more accessible way, love of God and neighbour, the great commandment. So those principles aren't just Christian principles from our gospel, but they are, in fact, wisdom for the common good that shape the kind of Australia that we all want to see. And again, I've got four children. It's the kind of place I want my children to grow up in. So it's a wisdom for the common good, Ben, that speaks to all people.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.